Good morning. Good morning. This is Allison Norman, the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And we're trying something a little different today because of all the coronavirus and the new order from the governor to stay at home. I'm trying a call-in. I'm getting quite a bit of feedback, though, Joe. I wonder if you can turn something down and get a lot of feedback. Okay, I will continue on. Good morning, everyone. This is Allison Norris.
I don't hear any feedback, so go for it, Allison.
Oh, wonderful. I was getting an echo, and I'll just listen to my echo. So anyways, we thought this might work. I'm trying to be responsible, do the right thing, and although the news and media is considered an essential service, I figured if I could do it from home, I would do my part in staying in my little bubble and try it from home. And usually when I call into the radio, we don't have any problem at all. I'm hearing quite a bit of an echo, so if I sound a little off, that's why. But we will continue on. I want to talk about what's happening in the real estate market right now in light of everything. We initially, when Sonoma County was added into that list of counties that had a shelter-in-place order, real estate was considered to be part of the financial services industry, which is an exempt industry as an essential service. When the governor of California last week put into effect stricter orders for the entire state to, quote-unquote, stay at home, that put a real, very different message to the real estate agents. It's really unclear because, you know, you could read through it, and I have over and over again, trying to figure out where real estate fits into that, as whether we can actually do real estate or not. And what a lot of us have been doing is, you know, stopped open houses. We've stopped showings. We're doing virtual tours. Virtual open houses, this is happening all over the country, although there's only a few states that have had this actual entire statewide stay in place, or shelter in place, or stay at home. So with the new message that the governor put out, CAR, the California Association of Realtors, put out a pretty strong message to the association that really basically says real estate is not essential and needs to stop. If anybody's in the middle of a real estate transaction, or if you're in a place where you really need to sell a home, need to buy a home, there's investors that are in the middle of it at 1031 exchange, and you don't have time to just stop while all of this happens. So it's really kind of everybody's in a bad hard situation right now, and not to say that real estate is any more important than anything else, but it is. You're in the middle of it, in the middle of a transaction, in the middle of the need to sell. And I'm not just talking about realtors and our income. I'm talking about the buyer or seller who is in a position where we're either in the middle of a transaction or they really have a dire need to buy a home or to sell a home. You know, what do you do at that point? So what the CAR, California Association of Realtors, came out with is it's called CAR's Guidance on Governor's Stay-at-Home Order. Anybody out there that's a realtor that is a member of CAR, you can go to carcovidupdate.org, and you can read this whole order. You probably got it in the form of an email if you are a member. But just out to the general public that's curious what's going on in real estate and it's hearing different things from different filters, it's because it's confusing right now. But this is what CAR says. This is an update March 20th. So that was, Thursday. So it says, yesterday Governor Newsom and the state health officer issued executive order N33-20, N-33-20, requiring all Californians to stay home except as needed to maintain continuity of operations and sustain infrastructure sex stores. This supersedes all existing local city county orders that are less restrictive. The real estate industry is not exempt from this prohibition, except as needed to maintain continuity of operation of construction, including housing construction. Therefore, realtors should cease doing all face-to-face marketing or sales activities, including showing listing appointments, open houses, and property inspections. This is huge. So if you're in the middle of something, you need an inspection. It's huge. And so this, where my confusion is, this is the CAR's interpretation of the law or the ruling that the governor put into place. And so we've actually reached out to the governor. I've reached out to a couple of other local or state people in the know that maybe can kind of decipher this for us. And obviously, we want to do what's right, and the goal of all of this is to keep everybody apart from each other so we can try and put a stop to the spread of coronavirus. And so it all makes very much sense, and absolutely no face-to-face. Open houses don't make sense. You're letting somebody into your house that could be spread the virus. So it all makes sense, but we just are looking for some clarification. So if you're getting kind of mixed messages, or if your realtor is telling you we need to stop, and you're seeing your neighbor down the street still doing it, it's just like everything else. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. So it's kind of a wait and see. Although, you know, basically we're being told we need to stop. I looked at the MLS to kind of see how many listings have come off the market, and really there's still 711 active single family homes active on the market in the MLS. There were 27 that came off as of the 20th, which is when this new notice came out, and then 3 condos that came off, but there's still 78 active condos. And so some of the things, you know, I think people don't want to, there's different classifications in our MLS that allow us to either show it as active, as in escrow with several different categories, pending, sold, and then there's temporary withdrawn, and then there's a permanently withdrawn, basically a canceled list, and then expired and a couple other ones. So, what happens, I think people are putting it to temporary withdrawn. So I think as realtors, we need to kind of start looking at that temporary withdrawn category. Because a lot of those, even though they're temporary withdrawn, are still available. So this is what I'm hearing, is a lot of people saying that you know, it's temporary off the market because of everything that's going on, but they would consider an off-market offer. Now, if you get an off-market offer, there's the whole thing you need to look at is you can't let anyone in your house based on these rules and what makes sense and what's right to do in the world right now. So what do you do about that? So we're going to, I think, let's take a little break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what you can do if you absolutely have a need to sell. There are ways to buy a house without having any contact, but it's tricky and it's not advised. But if it's urgent and you really need to do it, let's see if you can do it. So we're going to take a little break. We'll come back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and calling in from sheltering in place today. We'll see how this goes. We'll take a little break. We'll be right.
For the facts on coronavirus.
The governor of New York announced workers for all non-essential businesses must stay home. Combined with California's order for residents to stay home, 1 in 5 Americans are affected by these orders.
Depend on KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Kids need opportunity and encouragement. They need to dream big dreams and reach for the stars. That's why Portraits of Hope, a nonprofit organization, brought together thousands of children to hand-paint the world's most spectacular flying work of art, the AmeriQuest Soaring Dreams Airship. Today, this amazing airship is flying across America as the airborne ambassador of the goals and dreams of children everywhere. A message from Portraits of Hope and AmeriQuest Mortgage Company.
KSRO is online at KSRO.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Sounding a little different today. I'm actually, I was attempting to call in today rather than coming in, kind of see if I could be a part of the stay-at-home movement. trying to make a point that we can do things differently and make it work. Although, and I've called into the show a lot and have, and it's usually sounded pretty good, Joe. You're telling me it's cutting out a little bit. So, so I hope you can all hear me, and I hope that you'll stick with me while we're in this kind of new world that we're in. I do think it's important. I have a daughter that's immune compromised. We're hearing a lot about people saying, well, I feel fine, and, it's okay, and I'm washing my hands, I'm not touching my face, and but you just never know, and I think it's important to be really careful. And if we can stay away from each other as much as possible, just for a couple of months, a month even, to kind of lighten the load on the medical industry that's happening. This is really serious, and I see a lot of people not taking it seriously. So, and that includes the real estate industry. And so that's kind of what we're talking about today. And I want to finish up with that. The CAR, if you were listening at the first part of the show this morning, CAR put out a pretty strong message basically saying that the real estate industry is not exempt from the order that the governor put into place. That means that we should not be holding open houses, should not be opening, having listing appointments. And we're, I'm going to preface there. I'm going to kind of override that a little bit by saying there's a lot that we can do to get everything ready so that when things do loosen up and we can kind of start going a little bit back to business as usual, we'll be in a position where we can do that. So as far as, listings, we can talk. I've been sending video texts to my clients or having FaceTime. There's a lot of technology that allows us to talk without actually being, we can be face-to-face without being physically in the same room. And so that's kind of the beauty of technology right now is that we can do that. So we can have consultations and we can do listing presentations. We can do all of that. But really putting your house on the market, we can put it in the MLS. We can put, that you'll look at offers, but we can't let you in the house. So there are transactions that a lot of investors, I've bought personally a couple of properties over the years in other areas where I never physically saw the house. I saw pictures. I had a great realtor that could let me know what was going on. But I had inspections. And the thing right now is they're basically saying, and this is California Association of Realtors, is basically saying that you shouldn't be even allowing inspectors into the home. And reason being, you don't, you know, we really need to keep a separation between each other, because you don't know where somebody's been. You don't know if somebody's been in contact with somebody that has the coronavirus. So it's really a tricky, it's a tricky spot that we're in right now. And I don't want to completely discourage everybody from doing any real estate whatsoever, but really I think we need to be part of, you know, that burden that the entire country is taking on by taking a step back, not showing properties, not going forward with business as usual. And, you know, everybody has their own opinion on that, and everybody is following this order to the extent that they feel comfortable with, although it really is an order that says very specifically this is the way it has to be. It's actually a misdemeanor to, in some cases, do not follow that. So, anyway, if you have a specific need for real estate, give me a call. We can kind of talk specifically and talk you through what you can do. If you really needed to move, if you had to get to a certain place, you have the 1031 that's going to run out of time, and you really need to do something, give me a call, 799-3617, and we can talk it through one-on-one, because everything is individually based right now. There is no normal. It's all very interesting right now. So anyway, that being said, if you can't get your house on the market right now, what can you do? You know, there are a lot of things that people do to get a house ready for sale. So, you know, start on those projects that maybe you've needed to be doing. You know, Home Depot is open, although, like, you know, the governor says, let's stay away from each other as much as possible. So practice keeping safe, food shopping. And maybe there's things, you know, cleaning up things, cleaning out gutters, pulling weeds, working off the yard, getting things ready, painting, you know. There are some parts that, you know, plumbers are available. And part of that essential need. I think roofers are. There's a lot of the industry that can come out and do some work on the, you know, preferably outside of your house. And things that you can do like that to get ready to get yourself in the market, so that when we are ready to go on the market and able to actually sell your house in a nice way, you'll be ready. So that's kind of what I think we need to do as we're getting ready. And then there's things that you can do inside your house to get it ready. If you're a buyer and everything's kind of on hold right now for you, the lenders, the lending is part of that financial sector that is necessary and essential. And so, you know, how about start having some good conversations with your lender to how you can get yourself in a position where you can move forward it's time once you actually get into a house and start looking. So that's, you know, just some things that you can do there. And you know, we're all kind of in a weird place right now, and there isn't really a good answer to what to do. But I do think we need to all follow the rules and step back. And I know anybody that's on social media is probably seeing a lot of information about, you know, people still out there having parties, still having play dates, and still out looking at real estate. And I just think we need to take a step back, take a month, and really do what we're supposed to do and see if we can kind of put a stop to this virus that really could kind of take over, cause more damage if we don't do what we need. Before we go to break, and I'll talk a little bit more when we get back, but the interest rates, there's kind of been a difference. Well, not kind of, there's always been a difference, and people misunderstand. When the Fed rate dropped to zero earlier, I think it was Monday, I know a lot of lenders are getting a lot of phone calls and people go, oh my gosh, the interest rate's zero, I need to refinance. It's really important to understand that this when the Fed drops their rate, that doesn't affect mortgage rates. So when that happened, mortgage rates actually went up. So people, there was like a three-week window where the interest rates were under three. And then they went up. And then they went up a little more. And then when the Fed rate dropped to zero, they actually went up even more. So currently interest rates are sitting right about 3.79, 3.5. On Friday, there was something I thought I read. So on Friday, March 20th, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rose 32 basis points. That basis point is 1/100th of a percent. But it rose 32 basis points to 4.11 APR. And so that put the interest rate at 3.94. So they have gone up. And I, when in talking to George Adair earlier this week, he was talking about problems that he's having where people are thinking they should be getting that interest rate real low like they've been doing before and not understanding why it isn't. So he's having a lot of conversations, and I know other realtors as well are having a lot of conversations about why that has happened. And what he also suggested, that it's a good time to be maybe looking at consolidate debt. What the federal interest rate did affect is consumer loans and adjustable rate loans. So car loans, your HELOC, your home equity line of credit, that consumer side of the lending. And so it's a good time to maybe, you know, consolidate loans, maybe refinance your car loan or go buy a car. Also, we're supposed to be, you know, cutting back. And there's a lot of people in a dire situation right now where you really need to be saving the money because you don't have the money coming in. And hopefully the government is going to be kicking in with some help. We'll talk a little when we get back about some suggestions if you are in a position where you're not going to be able to pay your mortgage, or you're not going to be able to pay some rent, or you can't pay your credit card, you know, what can you do there? Definitely not going to pretend to be an expert on that, but I do have information to pass on that I have heard from other sources. So then we will... We'll talk a little more about that. I want to talk about, I'm drawing a blank. I want to talk about things that we can do. Now, as we are sheltering in place, as we are staying at home, what can we do? We can still go outside. We can go for walks. We can go for a hike. We can walk along. We can go to our favorite restaurant and order fast food, takeout, or not even fast food, fancy food takeout. We can also order a beer, glass of wine, and take it home. So interesting new twist to that, but I think it's important if we get out there and support our community. And so we'll talk a little bit when we come back about that, and then what you can do if you do need some help with your bills, if you need some help with your mortgage, some advice on that. So this is Allison Norman.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Healthcare workers in states hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic not getting the medical equipment they need that the White House task force claims are being sent out. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on ABC's This Week.
We are desperate for more PPE equipment, personal protective equipment. We've had a big ask into the strategic stockpile in the White House. They've given us a fraction of our ask.
Negotiations on the more than $1 trillion COVID-19 stimulus package continue today. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Capitol Hill, meeting with congressional leaders to try to hammer out remaining differences. The Florida Keys preparing to shut down, closing to visitors at 6 o'clock tonight, including all hotels and other lodging establishments there. The U.S. Embassy has confirmed that it's helping arrange chartered flights to evacuate Americans from Peru. There are over 1,800 Americans stuck in that country, according to a Google Doc created by some of them to organize and urge the United States government to act. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Partly cloudy today with showers developing in the afternoon, high 69, 63 on the coast, few clouds tonight, low 45, 47 on the shores. Tomorrow, a few clouds at 58, 53 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, overcast, occasional showers, high of 55, 51 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
And Allison is doing the show from home today. Shelter in place by phone. Shaky at times, but we're picking up most of you, Allison. Take it away.
Thanks, Joe. This is an experiment in can I do this show from home and be a part of the shelter-in-place, doing the right thing. I've been trying to stay in my little bubble, and I think a lot of people kind of don't understand what the whole stay-at-home thing means. But really, you know, I have a household of four people, and we are the only four people, really, that we're having contact with right now. I have a daughter who's immunocompromised. So I'm being extra careful in that regard. And then also, just in general, I think, you know, being very careful, going out only when I need to, going into the store only when I need to. I still haven't found any toilet paper if anybody has a lead on. It's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? But we have a little bit left. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, not to be giving you too much information, but it's, I think it's interesting that that's the one thing that we're having so much trouble with. Anyway, we did have a couple of questions, and thank you for reminding me because I did want to talk about CAR. Very quickly came out with a solution to what's happening right now, where initially it was us just kind of slowing down, but now they're basically saying we should stop doing real estate for now. However, there are still transactions in process right now, and what happens is maybe it's going to take longer, or somebody is going to not be able to get a loan because of what happened. So they very quickly came out with an actual form that's now called, you know, I always say California is the land of many disclosures when it comes to real estate. So we have a disclosure for everything. There is now what's not a disclosure, but an addendum/amendment. It can be either used when you put an offer in, or when you're in the middle of a transaction, you can amend the contract. So that's the difference. But it is the coronavirus addendum amendment. And it does give, when everybody signs it, it does give an automatic 30-day extension for kind of unknown. If anything in real estate, if anything new comes into play in through a contract, it's new information and it is something that needs to be addressed. So because of the coronavirus and because, you know, what if somebody, one of the parties of the transaction actually gets the virus and now they're on quarantine. And so they can't sign, they can't go in and sign. So there's things that will delay a transaction because of unforeseen circumstances. So this form is for that initially, but it's also it's kind of a three-part, actually four. There's four different parts of this contract or of this addendum. But one is the extension for up to 30 days by default, or you can change that to maybe 60 days, or you can change it to 15, however you want. You negotiate between buyer and seller what you're going to decide to do to kind of hold this transaction together while we figure all of this out. The second part of this is that in a normal transaction, when a buyer has removed all of their contingencies, they basically, if they back out of a contract, they can't. Sorry, I got distracted by a text. They cannot back out without losing their money. So if in this contract it says, and when I say their money, I mean their earnest money, they can't back out without losing that deposit. In this amendment slash addendum, it gives, because there's new circumstances, because, you know, even if they've renewed their loan contingency and they were okay to get a loan initially, now they can't because they maybe lost their job, you know, something like that. So the second part of this addendum says that they can can you hear me okay? I think I went away for a minute. Let's take a break. We're going to work on some technical things and see if I can wrap this up. I do want to talk about what's happening to the recorder's office, title office, and if you're in the middle of a transaction, can you continue forward? There are some ways, and it definitely is possible to close up that transaction you're in the middle of. So have no fear. Let's take a break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
KSRO, KSRO.com, and the brand new KSRO mobile app have full coverage of the health, social, and economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. To get the KSRO app and sign up for breaking news alerts, go to the App Store or Google Play and search KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison. And we're trying a little experiment, and I apologize if the outcome isn't so good. trying to practice the stay-at-home order that the government put in place, and I figured even though the news and media outlet is considered an essential service, if I could do it from home, I could do my part in kind of staying away and staying in my little bubble. However, I think we're having a little bit of sound off, so I'll probably plan on coming in next week. And I'm sorry, but this isn't coming across so well. Anyway, this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And we're here every Sunday morning, and usually the sound is great. You can actually listen to the podcast, and I'll tune in, and I'll listen as well and see how horrible it sounded. Let's continue on. I mentioned the podcast. So if you go to the Real Estate Hour, or if you go to ksro.com, you can find the Real Estate Hour by going to shows and then ask the expert, and then the little drop-down menu there will take you to Allison Norman/Real Estate. That is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And so we were talking before we went to break. I talked about the addendum. California Association of Realtors has an addendum that addresses the issue of what if we need an extension, what if we can't close, what if the recorder's office closes. What do we do? So there are some protections in place to hold a transaction together or to give a buyer or seller a way to back out if they feel that this just isn't the right time and this isn't going to happen. So each transaction, my broker has said we want this addendum on every single transaction moving forward. So that we've done. CAR has come out with a pretty strong message to the members stating that this really real estate does not fall under the new guidelines for the entire state as an essential service. I would argue, and most realtors would argue, that it really is essential for many people. I mean, if you just think, hey, I think I'm going to sell my house, you know, maybe you can wait. Just like they're saying to hold off on elective surgeries and to hold off on you know, things that, you know, don't go on vacation, things that you don't really need to do right now. But for some people, real estate is an essential part of what's happening in their life right now, whether it's, you know, moving to be closer to family, moving for a job, you know, or you're an investor and your 1031 is about to run out and you really don't have, you know, it's going to be financially really not good. If you don't get that 1031 exchange, you're going to end up with a huge financial burden. So there's a lot of arguments back and forth on that. So, you know, we are very much slowing down in real estate. And if you're not in the middle of a transaction, I would say, you know, probably hold off. However, there are ways that you can sell a house without having physical contact. You can put an offer in if you want to buy a house with no contingencies. As far as physical inspection contingency, we don't advise it ever, but it does happen. And if you're in a dire situation where you absolutely need to get this house, you need to move, you need to do something, you know, let's see if we can make it work. And I'm glad to talk to anybody to kind of work through the situation. You can call me directly at 799-3617, and we can kind of work through different scenarios that way. I don't want to sound like it's all doom and gloom, but I do think that we all in the world right now really kind of need to focus on the problem at hand, see what we can do, do our best to stay home, to not do, which is why I'm calling in from the show. I'm sorry if it doesn't sound as good as it should, and maybe it wasn't a good idea, but I'm trying to do my part there. But I think we all need to, and I think if real estate, if it wasn't urgent for you to put your house in the market, or it's not urgent for you to buy a house right now, take a little step back. Let's see what we can do to kind of ease all of this. It does make a big difference if we can, you know, stay in a place where we're away from everybody else just for a little while. This isn't permanent. So let's talk about if you are in the middle of a real estate transaction and you are kind of panicking because you don't know what's going to happen. The California Association of Realtors coming out and saying that even, that all real estate face-to-face should stop, and that included inspections, That's a pretty big statement, and that I can't figure out, and I don't know, and I'm trying to find out of where they actually, if they actually had the governor of California say real estate is not essential, you have to stop all of this, or if this is their interpretation of the ruling. And so I'm trying to get more information on that. I think that there are some, and I hate to even call it a workaround, because honestly, we need to not find workarounds. We need to follow the rules, and we need to do the right thing. However, if you're in the middle of a transaction, you need to get it closed, and you have one last inspection, and there's a plumber that the buyer wants to take a look at something. A plumber is not exact, is exempt, I'm sorry, and is considered essential. So, you know, have the plumber come out and take a look. Use safety precautions. Wash your hands. Don't, you know, open the door for the person coming in the house. Ask them not to touch anything. Clean up when they leave, you know, things like that. So when I say workaround, that's kind of what I mean is there's ways to get it done. I don't think we want to do too much of this getting into a transaction that we weren't into already, but if you're in the middle of something and trying to move forward and get this completed, this, you know, the sale of your home completed or the purchase of your home, then, you know, I think that we can do that. And so recorder's office is open and will remain. They're not open to the public, but they are doing recordings. So they're all of the title companies, I believe now in town, all the title companies are set up with e-filings. So they can do a filing electronically. And so what happens, a recording is the most important part of the transaction, really, is because that is what, where they take the deed and they transfer ownership of the property, and that can't happen without a notarized document, and then they take it to the title or to the recorder's office and they record it. Some of them have already been set up for e-filing. I know Fidelity had set up back in 2018 for e-filing, e-recordings, I'm sorry. So they can actually sit in their office, send the deed over to their recorder's office through the e-filing system or e-recording system, and don't actually have to physically walk into the recorder's office. So that's what they're doing now, and that's what all of the recorder's offices, I mean, all of the title companies are set up to do that. So that, if you're worried about not being able to close escrow on your house, that part of it can happen. I'm not sure yet. I have two closings coming up, and we're kind of working through this process. One of them, the contingencies were all removed, and we're really just waiting for the lender to fund. The other one, they are getting close to that. But we're going to have to go into the title company, and I don't know if that's going to be, you know, normally I would go in with my client and sit down with the escrow officer, go through all the documents and have them sign. I don't know exactly how they're doing it now. I think it's all kind of just like everything else. It's kind of on a, you know, wait and see kind of individual basis what's going to happen. I would imagine my client will probably go in there by themselves with the escrow officer. They'll go through the documents together. I can review them all online and put in, you know, and be available by phone if there's any questions. And I think that's probably the best scenario. There may be some realtors listening that have already done this and that they have, you know, better insight as to how exactly it's going to happen. But my point is, it can happen, right? As of now, the title companies can still have you sign all your loan documents. The lending part of it, like I said, is the financial sector of these. There's 16 categories that are part of this essential businesses, the essential services that are part of the important infrastructure of the state that are okay to continue, not really business as normal, but, you know, business to get it done. And so that, you know, that's a crucial part of it is your loan documents have to be signed, your deed has to be signed, the transfers of ownership and all that. So that is happening. As of now, I've heard that some parts of the state, they've actually closed the recorder's office and they've closed the escrow and title companies. that's a scary thing. And at that point, we can't close the transaction. There is a way to do, to record after the fact. It's not a safe thing to do. It's not, not suggested by any means. But again, if it's something that absolutely has to get done, I think that we need to find a solution and make that work. And, you know, and if that means kind of taking a step back completely and just saying, you know, this isn't going to work, we have to do that too. I think we're all kind of taking one in the gut a little bit for the good of the entire country right now. So as hard as that is, I think that is important. Anyway, so, you know, so Recorder's Office, Viva Marie Proto has said, at this point, it is open. She's our clerk, recorder, assessor. Not open to the public, but open for certain documents for recording through their electronic system. And I think that's the only way. I don't think there's any other way. And I may be wrong that if, you know, like, I think there was, like, marriage licenses that have to be done in person. But I don't think any of that is available. But I do know that they are doing the recordings right now. So those are important things to remember. That can be done. If you are in the middle of a transaction and you've had inspections that need to be done, you know, really take a hard look at how you can do that within the rules of this new order. And I don't know, it's not really a law. Maybe it has been put into law. But it's a temporary order. So, you know, I don't know. It's a tough one because, you know, you don't want to break the rules. You don't want, and the reason the rules are in place is to keep us all safe. And so, and you know, if one person breaks that rule and one person gets coronavirus and then spreads it to three other people and they spread it to six other people, you know, I mean, it continues on. And so we need to kind of back up, take a step back and say, okay, what is really important right now? What do we really have to do? Which is why I said, hey, I'll just call into the radio show and see how that works so I can do my part in staying home. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we're all in this together doing the best we can. So most important part of that is if you are in the middle of a transaction, that coronavirus addendum amendment is an important part of that whole, you know, thing that kind of gives you that out if you need it, and also, or holds it all together and gives you an extension if you need it. So that's important to have that in place. I will be having all of my current transactions sign that and make sure they understand. And then everything else, I'm really not working on putting anything new into place, although I did talk to somebody about listing a property. Because they were ready to go and then all of this happened. I think we can do some off market. You know, I'm doing, you know, I can get the information out. This is a property in Forestville on an acre. It's gonna, you know, it would probably be listed around $1.1 million, something like that. And we're kind of looking at, okay, how could we do this without actually putting it on the market and getting people in there. And if somebody really wants that property, maybe there's some off-market things that we can do. But again, that means, you know, do you waive all your contingencies for inspections because you can't get inside the house? I mean, you could still do a septic inspection. You could still do an exterior pest inspection. Most access to under the house is through the house. So how does that work? I mean, you know, so there's a lot of things that we're trying to figure out right now. And again, if it's not, you know, we don't want to push the envelope and say we're going to try and wiggle around here and make this work in a way that is against the new rules. But if it's urgent that somebody has to do something, then let's see if we can figure it out and do it, you know, legally and make it work that way. Anyway, I'm glad to talk to you about that. 799-3617. See if there's a way we can do this. Otherwise, let's just all take a step back, take a little break, do some work around the house, get it ready. And then, you know, when the market comes back, we'll be ready. And I think interest rates are going to come down again is what I'm hearing. So, you know, it's an interesting time we're in. It's an interesting time. Interest rates are up, though, right now. We are seeing people doing, you know, buying down the mortgage rate where, you know, 2 weeks ago they were under 3% and now they're up. So interesting time we're in. Just to recap on what we talked about today, we talked about CAR's message, basically saying real estate should come to a stop right now. And you know, I'm saying, if we're in the middle of a transaction, let's find a way to make it work. This is my opinion personally, not that of my broker, not of, of California Association of Realtors, but I'm saying let's see what we can do. Let's talk about it. This is not a one-size-fits-all situation. I, you know, definitely no more open houses, definitely no more showings. There's other states I know, New York, New Jersey, they are not allowing any real estate showings, transactions at all. And it's very specific into their law, and I'm trying to find something specific that says that in what the governor's order came out, because it's not very specific, but CAR, California Association of Realtors, has interpreted it as we should stop doing real estate right now. City of Santa Rosa, real quick, before we run out of time, they have a out there, it's in there, it's called In There. They have their Facebook and I think the website that's out there, Santa Rosa, and now they've changed. They have a new for this In There, Out There, Santa Rosa. And it's a great resource. I'm looking to see if I can find it real quick. It's a great resource for places that are open, things that you can do even though we're all in this stay-at-home order. It's called outtheresr.com/inside-out-there. And I'll put that on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And there's this, basically it says, for a city that prides itself on being a little out there, it's no fun being stuck inside. We created, We created Inside Out There as a way of staying connected from a distance to support our local food, music, and art community. Included on Inside Out There, you'll find some of Santa Rosa's favorite restaurants and cafes now offering carryout and curbside delivery. So it's a great resource if you're in Santa Rosa. Some of the, you know, let's get out there. I've been trying to go to my favorite Mexican restaurant, go to my favorite, you know, restaurant downtown. Most of them are offering to-go food. You pull up to the curb, they take your card, or you can pay online. And they hand you your food, and it's a great way to have some human contact, for one, outside of the people in your household. And then, you know, to support the businesses that are really being hurt by this shutdown. So let's see if we can get out there and, you know, stay inside your little bubble. Keep your social distancing and your 6 feet away from each other. But try, you know, try some of the restaurants you've been wanting to try and order some takeout. And obviously takeout's not as good as the ambiance of sitting in a restaurant eating off a real plate. But, you know, you could take it home and put it on a real plate. You can also order wine, beer, margaritas. I know BJ's, I just got BJ's Brewery down at Cottingtown. They have their home, you know, their house, in-house beer that they make. They're selling that at the curb. You know, you can pull up and get it. They'll bring it out to you. It's a new world right now, and temporarily it's kind of an interesting time. So I'll put that in out there, Santa Rosa, out there, SR.com. I'll put that on the Facebook page, along with some other. I'm going to put that message from California Association of Realtors, the whole message. And then next week, I'll come back in the studio. I think this is
actually Allison. That last segment, you sounded fine. I think I found the mistake. I hope you didn't have the feedback, but we got to run. We're already late. Good job, Allison.
We're out of time. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll see you next week on the Real Estate Hour. Thanks for joining me. Bye.
And a reminder, at noon, Pat will be in with her daily update on the situation at hand.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.